The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning. Welcome to the debut of Healthy Ulster Radio, a weekly program where we'll be exploring community health and the impact it has on the vitality and sustainability of our community. My name is Dr. Carol Smith. I am the Ulster County Commissioner of Health and Mental Health. I, along with my co-host, Vin Martello, Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health.
Hello, Dr. Smith. Good morning.
Good morning, Vin. We'll be speaking with dedicated and dynamic individuals who have made it their life's work to serve others while building a strong and healthy community. If you ask anyone what community health is, he or she would probably think about their medical care. And while medical care is a very important part of community health is really about everything that we do. To keep an individual well, we have to consider the whole person and take a holistic approach. The same way, to improve community health, we need to address the wide range of factors such as safe and affordable housing, clean air and clean water, access to fresh and affordable healthy food, access to recreation resources, to job and education opportunities in order to build a healthy community. No one understands the value of improving community health more than our first guest, Ulster County Executive Michael Hine. When Mike took office back in 2009, his very first initiative was to challenge everyone in our community to work toward making Ulster the healthiest county in New York State. Certainly, that was no small feat at the time, since Ulster was ranked number 33 out of 62 counties in New York. Since that time, through Mike's visionary leadership and unwavering support, Ulster County has risen to become the 16th healthiest county in New York. I have worked with many fine individuals over the course of my career in medicine. I can honestly say that Mike is extraordinary. His inspirational leadership, his work to improve the efficiency of county operations while saving taxpayer dollars, his humanitarian concern for the people of Ulster County make him one of my heroes. I am privileged to be part of Mike's team. Welcome, County Executive Mike Hine.
Dr. Smith, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
It's hard to live up to that kind of introduction. That's impressive. I will tell you, this is a great program. The ability to be able to walk through so many important issues when it comes to public health and community health with the residents of Ulster County, this is really an exciting opportunity. And again, we give everyone here at the radio station enormous kudos. Being able to see the value of this and how important it is to be able to make sure everyone feels comfortable and informed, really that's what it's all about.
Can you tell us more about your vision for Ulster County, Mike, and how you came to want to strive to be the healthiest county?
Well, I think it's important that we understand the reality, which is that 7 years ago, the Robert Wood Johnson rankings that really rank the public health of our community and the overall health were very troubling. We were towards the bottom in the state of New York, and Robert Wood Johnson ranks not just New York State, but the entire nation, counties all across our country. And we looked at that and simply said, our community is too wonderful a place with great human beings to be in this kind of a situation. The challenge was really that most counties don't change very much. The reality is the issues that impact their rankings are what they are, and they often don't make major changes. So if you're number 30, you normally stay on or about number 30. And if you're number 2 or 3, you normally stay in about number 2 or 3. All those factors really stay very similar. From my perspective, is that just wasn't good enough. To be near the bottom of the rankings in a great community like this, we had to do something about it. And so we set about a very aggressive goal, and that was to become the healthiest county in New York State. and I could not be more thrilled. It was the health professionals, obviously people like yourself, and everyone involved in our community who've come together and simply said, we're going to continue to improve. And the changes that we have made have been nothing short of extraordinary. Really, an enormous thank you to both the healthcare professionals, but also so many other factors. I mean, one of the things that we decided to do was incorporate the overall community health in almost every decision we make. It's a critical part. Things that you may not normally equate with public health, things or community health, things like access to higher education. We recognize the statistics are very clear, and that those with access to higher education have better health outcomes. And so we set about trying to do something about that in an area, especially in the city of Kingston, where access to higher education wasn't so simple, especially for those without means. And now we're in a situation with the Community College Satellite Campus, 100 yards away from our high school, that if you can walk to high school, you can now walk to college, and it clearly will have a long-term positive impact on the health outcomes in our community. Again, things that you may not see intertwined. We don't lose sight also that we spend an enormous amount of energy making sure that things like roads and bridges are simply passable, but also spectacular. We believe that there's an opportunity to do things that help public health even when building roads and bridges. That's why when we do this, we make them wider, we make them safer, we make it available for bicyclists, for hikers, for walkers. And that's really a new phenomenon. Bridges used to simply be designed and built to handle a single amount of traffic load. We've said they're more than that. It's about making sure that people can move comfortably around our community, no matter where they are, quickly, easily, and absolutely safely. So it's safer for the bicyclists and the walkers and the joggers, that's true, but it's also safer for those in vehicles. Okay, so, I mean, really, when you think about overall community health and how we've tried to go about this, it's important that we do this in an environment where you're also simultaneously trying to make sure that taxes remain low. So we do those kinds of things with a real eye toward reality. So many things that we might want to undertake are free. Things like making sure that their anti-smoking efforts are in place, making sure that we work with our schools on childhood obesity programs, making sure that we lower levels of teen pregnancy, and a whole host of other things that impact our community in a real positive way. And some things are extremely costly. But we've really tried to look at the long-term impact and help shape every decision with that in mind. And so, again, Dr. Smith, it's been a real pleasure to be able to watch the results work well with the Robert Wood Johnson Health Rankings. It really is a testament, and it's an energizer for so many of the people that are involved in the process and see the successes. And it really is a testament to the community effort that it's really taken to be able to make this progress. And to be really frank with you, the thing that's most exciting is I know someday soon, Ulster County can really become the healthiest county anywhere in the state of New York.
I agree with you, Mike. And, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, that is the parent, basically, of the Healthy County Rankings, basically does try to instill in the communities across the nation the concept that a health in all policies is the most sustainable way to ensure that we improve the health of the individual citizens of our respective locales. And certainly you have been a model of that. I go across and meet county health commissioners and public health directors across the state, and I can very proudly represent Ulster because we certainly put our policies where they need to be, and certainly it helps me to do the job of Commissioner of Health for sure.
Yeah, and you've really done an amazing job. I mean, I think it's one of those things that really seamlessly has been able to take place here in Ulster County, and now many counties are replicating it. And that was, we merged our health and mental health departments. It was inconceivable to me that we would continue to keep two separate departments, one for health and one for mental health, just because there was state aid that flowed to the county in two different ways. The reality was we were continuing to promote a stigma attached to those with mental health issues, instead of being able to make sure that we saw the whole entire spectrum of this issue as a overall public health issue. So by merging those, we were, again, I can't be more pleased with how it's come together, and it's interesting and also very rewarding to watch other counties. Dutchess has moved them together, and there are other counties around the state of New York that have now followed suit and moved their health department and mental health department all under one umbrella. It's working extremely well. Now, that said, we continually want to look for better ways to be able to provide more and more services to those in need. But I am very proud of the efforts that have been made by so many hardworking people to bring those departments together and to really set an example of what's possible. Now, it's interesting. Our neighboring counties have a wide variety of results on these Robert Wood Johnson rankings. And the folks in Sullivan counties have some very special challenges. And again, the leadership of Sullivan County, I give them an enormous amount of credit. They reached out and they wanted to learn more about how we were doing things, really, and how you, Dr. Smith, were doing an extraordinary job here in Ulster County and how they could begin to kind of replicate some of those results in their own community. The troubling truth was that out of 62 counties, they were 61st in the state of New York behind the Bronx, and they wanted to really begin to make improvements. And so we brought everyone together, because this really is about having a healthier Hudson Valley. It's a healthier New York. It's a healthier America, because we know what that means in the long run. And so really hats off to the folks and the leadership in Sullivan County for really looking to be able to try to find ways to improve. We believe that we have given them some valuable examples of what's possible. And I'm very confident in saying that if they follow this path, that they will, without question, make significant positive impacts on the public health, not just of Sullivan County, but again, the whole entire Hudson Valley.
In Ulster County, we have access to tremendous natural resources, the river, the mountains, it's just so lovely. Can you tell us more about the walkway over the Hudson and your plan to connect the Chocan Reservoir to the walkway and to make it perhaps the premier hiking route in the entire country?
Well, I think it's important that we understand what this really is all about. This is about making sure that we kind of have the best of both worlds right here in our community. We start out with this breathtaking natural beauty, like you said, but there's something else. There is incredible proximity, and you talked earlier about how community health encompasses so many different factors. Some of those factors are economic, and making sure that people have a viable economy to be able to work within. One of the things that is important here in Ulster County is tourism. Tourism is about a $500+ million portion of our economy. It's a very big deal. In fact, it's a four-season destination right here in our own community. And making sure that we can continue to expand that is important for community health, as well as obviously day-to-day, you know, getting people able to make ends meet. So when we talk about things like trails programs, it's important to understand we believe we can have the best of both worlds. So we can have trails programs and we can continue to have tourism-based train operations right here in Kingston. That's exciting. We suspect that we'll be able to create a situation where with this kind of proximity to the metro New York area, we can greatly improve tourism. And we've already made leaps and bounds improvements over the course of the last 7 years, while simultaneously having, you know, one of the larger interconnected rail trail systems in the country, and nothing like it anywhere near the 22 million people that live in the metro New York area. So the opportunity to make real impact in our community, impact overall health, and also impact our economy, we believe that that's all intertwined. Now, we've been able to secure a significant amount of grant funding to help make that a reality. And we're down to the minor parts of it right now, which is just bringing together some of these connections. New Paltz will be connected with the walkway over the Hudson, and that will be an amazing trail. You'll also see the connection between Gardner and Kingston, And then ultimately, the entire north shore of the Ashokan Reservoir will be opened up for the first time, really, in over 100 years without permit or fee. And we have a significant amount of funding already dedicated to that, and also others from the state of New York, and then some, obviously, from the federal government. We're very excited about the progress that's happening. It is not without controversy. I always say there are advocates on both sides of these kinds of issues. But when we look at the overall long-term positive impact 5, 10, 15 years from now, you're talking about making a huge impact on our community, all in a positive way.
We'll be back to discussing community health with our very special guest, Ulster County Executive Mike Hine, right after this.
The excitement continues to build. The mission of Health Alliance is now made even stronger by our new partnership with the Westchester Medical Center Health Network. By combining a legacy of community-based care with WMC Health, we are building a stronger, healthier, and more vibrant community. We'll be collaborating to provide preventive, primary, specialty, and advanced care right here where you live, where we all live. Health Alliance and WMC Health, advancing care here. Visit hahv.org to learn more.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, a weekly program that explores community health in all of its dimensions. I'm Ulster County Commissioner of Health and Mental Health, Dr. Carol Smith. Along with my co-host, Finn Martello, Director of Community Health Relations, and our guest today, who is the Ulster County Executive, Michael Hine.
Hi, Mike. Just out of curiosity, as you travel the community and talk to other leaders and CEOs, particularly in the business sector and other sectors, do you think they get the connection between community health and the success of their own endeavors and their organizations?
I think that there's an intuitive connection there by many. And it really is amazing to watch, whether it is CEOs understanding that a healthier workforce is a better workforce, or whether it is political leaders looking at it and saying it makes for a better community and there's huge benefits. I think the goal of becoming the healthiest county in the state of New York is something that everyone can embrace. And we've had incredible support, whether it be from nonprofit organizations that have really bought into this concept, or the chambers of commerce who have been incredible. Again, they've been amazing partners in this process as well. I think that the answer is a resounding yes. You know, we're seeing that across the board, whether it be in the city, in their towns, all across the villages. We're seeing a commitment and a dedication. I see that a good example is a bridge that we're working on right now in New Paltz. We decided to design this bridge rather than having it done in a back room only by an engineer. And having it kind of imposed upon a community, we said just the opposite. We're going to bring the community involved so they really engage in this process. And what we found was this desire to have wider sidewalks and bike lanes and all these kinds of things that are interconnected into their local trail system in the New Paltz area, because they understood really the value of that long term for both property values, but also for quality of life and community health. Very important issues. And it was nice to be able to see. And we're seeing that replicated time after time, place after place. I mean, really, when you think about this, this isn't a political issue, or this isn't a financial issue. This is a human issue. When we talk about becoming the healthiest county, what we're really talking about is making sure that no child goes hungry. We're trying to make sure that an individual doesn't suffer from a preventable disease like lung cancer from smoking, or a whole host of other issues that they deal with. We're trying to make sure that children aren't in situations where they're drinking an enormous amount of soda and eating sugar-filled cereals and finding themselves as obese young people, because we recognize what that means for them in the long run is so dangerous and unhealthy, and it really challenges their long-term quality of life. And what we're seeing is people all around understanding how important that is and changing. And we saw smoking rates come down here in Ulster County. We're excited about what that means. There's a lot of partnerships with the American Cancer Society and a whole host of other people. So that's where we're seeing the successes. We're seeing other leaders really engaging in this process. But most of all, we're seeing the positive human impact. That's the exciting part. Yeah,
that's the bottom line.
Absolutely. This is really about that. And then there's an education component when it comes to making sure that everybody is aware. We have, you know, for a number of years around here, we've continued to be able to try to make sure everyone is as informed as possible of the most up-to-date information on things like Lyme's disease and other things. And now, obviously, there's a great deal of public concern about things like Zika and the Zika virus and the impact that can have. And we continue to work aggressively. And that's why on the county website, on the health department website, there's so much information readily available for people. This is about engaging with people in so many different ways, whether it be through social media, whether it be through events, to be quite frank with you, like today's radio show, or whether it be in situations like our online presence or direct education programs that we have in the schools or with Cornell Cooperative or so many other partners in this process. We're excited about impacting public health because in the end, it's about making life better one person at a time.
Mm-hmm. And with so many great accomplishments and all the initiatives that you've championed, are there a few that really stand out for you so that you might think that future generations might look back and say, wow, that really, that was a game changer?
Again, we don't think really along those lines. What I think about is, to be quite frank with you, is how can we do this in a way that will make an enormous difference for our community. A good example of that, I think, is the Patriots Project. It was really emanated from this idea that we didn't want to see people who had served in our military sleeping under bridges, living homeless and suffering all those physical, mental, and emotional toll that really came with that. And so collectively, we worked with a community and we came out with a completely new model, and it's working and it's serving people. And again, there's over 30 formerly homeless veterans that are now have really had their lives turned around, and the quality of their life and their overall public health has gotten better. Their mental health and access to services that they may have needed are there. So that's a project that someone may not immediately think public health or community health. But the truth of the matter is, to me, that goes to the core of what community health is all about, making sure that we have a better community for people, that people have access to quality health care. That's why, again, we'll all be keeping a close eye on the evolution of the Health Alliance along with Westchester Medical, because we want to make sure things like that, like quality health care, is available for our community as well. Critically important. We have an enormous stake in that as a community. When you really take a look at it, that's part of the role of being the county executive, and that is making sure that we press for the best of the best of the best for the people of this community. I believe they deserve nothing less. And so whether it be the best government, the best health department, or in this case, the best access to quality health care, you're going to continue to see us advocate for that with the organizations. Again, we should never lose sight. We have fantastic medical community in our area. We have great physicians. We have the opportunity to do really great work. And it's important that with an extraordinary amount of public dollars being dedicated to making sure that this merger and the past mergers all go extremely well, we're going to be keeping a very close eye on making sure that the quality of the access to health care for the people of this community remain as some of the finest in the country.
Where do you see Ulster County 5 years from now, say, in terms of this, the strategy of community vibrancy and strength and vitality?
Well, I think whenever I think of these kinds of things, again, we talk about vision and we talk about the future, but the truth of the matter is you can learn an enormous amount from looking at the past. And what we have seen is by aggressively addressing many of the issues that we've talked about, we can see marked improvement that makes a difference in the lives of everyday citizens. And so that's what we've attempted to do. We've seen the Robert Wood Johnson health rankings climb steadily, and we're very dedicated to making sure that the overall health rankings get better and better and better until we are, the highest ranked county in the state of New York. Because there's, again, it's not about rankings. It's not about numbers. It's about people. And if you've, again, if you've lived any length of time, and I am unfortunately or fortunately have the sides of my head peppered with silver hair, So the truth of the matter is I have spent a significant amount of time, and I've known incredible people who have been lost to us because of health-related issues. We've been to far too many funerals and wakes and those kinds of things that can really be avoided when you think about how some of these people ultimately perished and the pain in their loved ones that was avoidable. Again, when you see people die from lung cancer from smoking is such a good example. We are in a position where we can aggressively make sure that young people have less access. And if they don't start by a certain number of years, it's very clear to us that they are very unlikely to be smokers in their lifetime. And that means a lifetime of better health for someone. And those are the kinds of things that we're going to continue to work on with the health department, with the public health policies, working with the legislature as a partner in this process, and working with all of our other community partners, because again, ultimately, it's about making sure we have a great community that's healthy and we continue to get better and better. And those health rankings that we're talking about are really just an afterthought when you really think about it, because it's ultimately about people.
I know that one of the things that concerns Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and even in public health circles and others is that these improvements translate across the board to everyone in our community and not just benefiting the those who can afford it or those who are in a position to really be proactive about their health. And
you know, Mike, under your tenure, Ulster County has been recognized as one of the most fiscally healthy counties in the state of New York. So in addition to all of these accomplishments, you have managed to not have these translate into increases in the county tax dollars. And certainly people need to be able to afford to live here. And you've been very sensitive and cognizant of that. Can you tell us a little bit more about how you've managed this budget and managed this remarkable feat of keeping it so healthy?
I always say the same thing. Having a big, huge, long discussion about a county budget may put your listeners to sleep. So I'm not sure that may be the best answer, but I will tell you this. It's something that we take great pride in, and that is holding down things like property taxes while we simultaneously address important issues, health being one of them. Again, the merger that we moved forward with was important to be able to eliminate stigma for mental health, but it also was the right thing to do financially as well. And so it's about making sure that we save dollars in some areas so that we can then pour them into important investments in our community. And that's really what it's been about, rethinking how county government looks so that we can save enough money to pour it back in to important areas. I tell everybody, this is a really the way that we have to move our government forward. I've been very fortunate, and I never lose sight of that. I'm the first county executive in Ulster County. It has provided me with an enormous opportunity, and that opportunity was to be able to reshape the government, because there was no predecessor to me, and we didn't have any precedent. And so the capacity to be able to make major changes was there, and we've partnered with the legislature, we've made sweeping changes, and then we've taken those savings and pour them back into making sure that we have a better community. And that's really the key to the whole process, is a willingness to make those kind of difficult choices that ultimately result in a better community in the long run.
That's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much, County Executive Hine, for
joining us. It's always a pleasure.
And thank you to Pamela Broadcasting for hosting this program, to the sponsors, and we'll be back. And to Dr. Smith, of course, our fabulous...
Thank you, Mike. It's been a pleasure.
...and commissioner. We'll be back next week on the same day, same time, with Healthy Ulster Radio.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.